In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My beloved, today is Lazarus Saturday, the last Saturday of the Holy, our journey to the resurrection. As we remember, yesterday was called the last Friday of the Great Fast, Yom HaGuma Chatam Esom. It doesn't mean that we stop fasting on this day, but this is the last day of the 40 days of fasting. And then tomorrow, Sunday, is Palm Sunday, and this will begin the journey to or through the Passion up until the resurrection of the Lord. So between the Great Fast and the beginning of the Pascha week, we have today, which is Lazarus Saturday. And the Church put for us the event of raising of Lazarus during this day. And it's important. Christ, when he was, when he began his Passion, he would go to Bethany. And Bethany was where Martha and Mary and their family lived. And this is where the Lord spent his evenings throughout the Pascha week. So he went to where Lazarus was to raise him from the dead. And Bethany means house of obedience. Any house of obedience. And this was about 2 miles from Jerusalem. And there are some things that happened in Bethany that were significant. We said this was the place where the Lord went every evening during the Pascha week. It was also the place where he rose Lazarus from the dead, and also the place of his ascension. So these three events happened in Bethany. And the resurrection of Lazarus, the idea of putting it in the beginning of Holy Week, is to have the resurrection always before us, even during the Passion. And this kind of tells us, while we have this journey through the Great Fast, it's like our journey in life, right? We always live our life with the hope of the resurrection always before us. But we say, okay, well, we have the resurrection of Lazarus and we have the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. They are different. In the book of Revelation, it speaks about two deaths and two resurrections. He says, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power." So he speaks about here a first resurrection, so there must be a second resurrection. The first resurrection is that the resurrection of Lazarus, that when we die, we will die again. So this first resurrection is actually the resurrection from the bonds of sin, which is comes with our baptism. And even though after we're baptized, we still have the potential to sin and even to perish, right? So this first resurrection is taking on the new man. And then how we conduct our life, how we go and view the suffering in the world, or our own suffering and struggles in our spiritual life, like Holy Week, will determine whether we share in the second resurrection, which is the resurrection of Christ, that of course has no corruption. So if we were to think a bit like with each other, what's the differences between the resurrection of Lazarus and that of the Lord Christ? What would we say? Hmm? 4 days. He was dead for 4 days and Christ was 3 days. The likenesses or the differences. So what happened with Lazarus? Did he, when he rose, did he die again? Yes, but the Lord doesn't die again. So his was simply one of the body, right? But the resurrection of Christ would be the resurrection of the body and the soul. Right? And this will be our resurrection in the second coming. We will come and take the glorified body, the same body that the Lord Jesus took after his resurrection. Very good. What about how he came out of the tomb? When Lazarus came out of the tomb, he was bound from head to toe with what? Head to toe with the grave clothes, right? He came out with the grave clothes still on him. When the Lord rose from the dead, where were the grave clothes? They were folded up on the side, right? Meaning what? That this, you know, resurrection is that he will die again, right? And death will take his life again. But with Christ, the death has no power over him, so the grave clothes are put off to the side. Also, we see Lazarus, when he was dead, there was a stench. The gospel mentions that there is a stench. And this is like the stench of sin, right? But of course, the Lord, when he rose, there was nothing. So the Church is telling us that during our journey of life, We begin our life with God, this resurrected life, in baptism. Then after this, we struggle in our life, whether it's spiritual struggles or the struggle of any kind of pain or suffering or sickness or illness. And we bear through these struggles or these passions or these baskhas so that through these we might enjoy the resurrection in the last day. This is why St. Paul, when he was preaching, he always desired to know the cross. He says, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." So although we look at the crucifixion as a suffering, but it's also glory because the resurrection that comes to it. And as Orthodox Christians, we should always look to the cross with the resurrection. And we should look at the resurrection with the cross. There's no separation between the two. So the first part is our baptism, and we have our life, and then we have resurrection. Also, what renews our baptism through our life is repentance and confession. So we live our life after we're baptized and renew ourselves through repentance throughout our life. Again, this is part of the spiritual struggle. So I pray that this Holy Week be one that is blessed, and one that we review ourselves and maybe renew our vows with God. And if there's repentance that needs to be made, we make this repentance and we confess before Him and we live this new life. So as we go through the Paschal week, we can finish it anew. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.